Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
Playing with Fire by Peter Robinson, read by Simon Slater. The 19th of July. I was on my third sleeping pill and my second glass of whiskey when he knocked on my door. Why I bothered to answer it, I don't know. I had resigned myself to my fate and arranged matters so that I would leave the world as peacefully and comfortably as possible, and nobody would mourn my passing. Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony was playing on the stereo, mostly because I had once seen a film about a futuristic society in which a man goes to be put to sleep in a hospital, and there are projections of brooks, waterfalls, and forests on the walls, and the pastoral is playing. I can't say it was doing much for me, but it was nice to have something to go along with the incessant tapping of rain on my flimsy roof. I suppose answering the door was an instinctive reaction, like a nervous tic. When the phone rings, you answer it. When someone knocks at your door, especially as it was such a rare occurrence in my isolated world, you go and see who it is. Anyway, I did. And there he stood, immaculate as ever in his Hugo Boss suit, under a black umbrella, a bottle in his free hand. Though I hadn't seen him for 20 years and the light was dim, I recognised him immediately. "Can I come in?" he said, with that characteristic sheepish smile of his. "It's raining fit to start the second flood out here." I think I just stood aside, dumbfounded, as he folded his umbrella. I might have swayed a little. Of all the people I never expected to see again, if indeed I ever expected to see anyone, it was him. He stooped and walked in, and I could see his eyes register everything immediately, the way they always did. It was another characteristic of his I remembered, that instant absorption and interpretation. The minute he saw you, his eyes were everywhere, even in your very soul, and within seconds he had you completely pegged. It used to scare the hell out of me, while it fascinated me at the same time. Of course, I hadn't bothered hiding the whiskey and the pills. Everything happened too quickly. But he didn't say anything, not then. He propped his umbrella against the wall, where it dripped on the threadbare carpet, and sat down. I sat opposite him, but my brain was already fogging up and I couldn't think of anything to say. It was a hot summer evening, and the heavy shower only served to increase the humidity in the air. I felt sweat prickling in my pores and nausea churning in my stomach. But he looked as cool and relaxed as ever, not a bead of sweat on him. "You look like hell," he said. "Fallen on hard times?" "Something like that," I mumbled. He was going in and out of focus now, and the room was swirling, the floor undulating like a stormy ocean.